You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's challenging or changing the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography, the show dedicates just a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, we turn to Monocle's Singapore Bureau Chief, Nolan Giles, who talks us through a charming, playful, and uniquely Indonesian style of architecture and design from the 1950s. Genki betrays the politics of its day, but remains a popular reference point for Indonesian design. And here's Nolan to explain why.
You'd be forgiven for never having heard of Genki, a little-known but influential design movement that started in Indonesia in the mid-20th century. Scholars date it back to the days when the nation shook off the chains of Dutch colonial rule in 1952. And many of Genki's hallmarks mirror the sleek curves and flush finishes of the modernism that was taking root elsewhere. But at its heart, it's a uniquely Indonesian affair. The term itself, Genki, is believed to derive from the word Yankee, and admiring the sloping skillion roofs, leaning support columns, and futuristic form of the Rumah Genki, or Genki House, comparisons can be drawn to the sunny Californian style of the time. Genki furniture, too, looks like it could have been dreamed up in an Eames workshop, although the added flourishes on these woven rattan and teak pieces tended to be even more playful than the forms pioneered in the States. Yet, despite stylistic similarities, experts say Indonesian association with American culture was pretty distant back in the 1950s. As a newly liberated democracy, led by charismatic President Sukarno, the nation strove to ditch Western influences and establish a new identity that was specifically Indonesian. It was a euphoric time for the world's fourth most populous nation, and self-expression was rife. Innovation occurred across the creative industries, but the design world had a problem. As the Dutch left in droves, very little to no trained architectural talent remained in the nation. From this void emerged the truly Indonesian essence of the Genki style. In a nation where craftsmanship is deeply entrenched in the culture, forming a new vernacular for the nation was a task taken into the well-worn hands of the Enema, craft-minded builders. These were the first modern Indonesian architects, and traces of the Genki style they developed still exist in Jakarta and other smaller cities in Java. It might not have always been practical, but it certainly set the new houses apart from the Dutch bungalows which came before. Yet, while talented, the Enema needed a base point for inspiration, and these Levi jeans sporting artisans were, like much of the world at the time, fascinated by the cola-swilling, self-proclaimed greatest nation on earth, the United States. But it's this inspiration that makes Genki, and the way it fuses the West and the East together, so compelling. While there's a certain Western familiarity to its form, the local building techniques of the talent forming the Genki style give it a true Indonesian accent. Today, the nation is once again led by a popular and dynamic president, and enjoying a period of both cultural celebration and confidence, as the concept of made in Indonesia transforms into something beautiful and hand-formed once again, Genki has crept back into the conversation. Ronald Akili, the driving force behind Indonesia's most innovative hospitality group, PTT Family, for example, has used it to inspire the playful yet stylish interiors of new Balinese hotel Katamama, designed by Singaporean firm Takanuchi & Webb. As Indonesia's spending power grows and its design industry matures, it's likely that designers and architects will continue to draw on Genki, that most funny, charming, and truly Indonesian of styles.
Our thanks to Monocle's Singapore Bureau Chief Nolan Giles there for that report on Indonesia's Genki design movement. You've been listening to On Design on Monocle 24 from the team behind Section D, Monocle's weekly design show. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or better yet, download the podcast at any time. And remember, you can always uncover a few design delights in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.